8500. True Clean Carpet was voted the number one carpet cleaning company by St. Louis readers of St. Louis Magazine. Also, Angie's List Super Service Award winner multiple times. True Clean Carpet doesn't use the shampoos that make your carpet sticky and gross to re-attract dirt. They use their True Steam Clean process that infuses the hot water into the fibers and extracts all that dirt and grime out. It's True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500. Tell them Randy sent you and you'll get one room Scotch Guarded protected for free. It's True Clean Carpet.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank hearing pitches from small businesses. Now there is a new way for small businesses to get a loan in minutes. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Just fill out the application online, you'll get an instant decision, and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is a Forbes top 100 company. Go to cabbage.com, that's cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, or call 888-CABBAGE.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Step up to the plate and you could win $1 million. It's the $1 million Grand Slam at Argosy Casino Alton and Hollywood Casino St. Louis.
Ooh, working my way back to you, babe. This was originally Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. I don't think that's who this is, though.
No, this is like the OJs or the Spinners. Yeah, something like
that. All right, here we go. This is not a political show. It never will be a political show. But there are some things that you I don't care who you are or what side of the political aisle you're on, you have to find fascinating. And one of the things I find really fascinating is what Hillary Clinton demands when she goes to speak. Now, I went to four different sites and found four different legitimate documents and correspondence back and forth between her management company and a couple of universities and some other place where she was going to speak. Listen to this. This is really fascinating. First of all, she gets $300,000 to speak, and more power to her. Wouldn't we all take that? Of course we would. There are 20 seats for guests. These are guests that she picks, her guests. They have to provide 20 seats for guests of hers. Transportation to and from the event. Now, this is in addition to the $300,000. The $300,000, she and her people aren't going to pay for any of the stuff I'm about to mention. The $300,000 goes to her. In addition to that, the transportation round trip has to be, of course, by private jet, but not just any private jet. It has to be at least a Gulfstream 450. A Gulfstream 450 is a $40 million airplane.
Great.
And that is to provide round-trip transportation for her and for 16 people. They're also to pay for round-trip business class tickets for two of her staffers in advance to check out the locale and make sure everything is okay with her. She demands a hotel suite that is the equivalent to what most places call the presidential suite. In other words, the nicest suite in the place is what you put her up in. And again, this is at the host's expense. There also are to be three adjoining rooms. Not just three rooms. They have to be adjoining rooms for her aides. Her lead travel aide gets $500 a day. You have to pay for all of the meals involved in this whole thing, whether it's advanced people or the day of the event. Everybody's meals, all their incidentals, I'm not sure what that means, phone charges for her and her aides. They print those out and give them to you as the host, and you reimburse them for their own phone calls. As the host where she's speaking, you have to hire a stenographer. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Like in the courtroom?
Yeah.
And the only person to be given a transcript of the speech is her. Now, that one I don't get. Why not just record it? No, it has to be a stenographer. In the agreement, you have to agree that she will not spend more than 90 minutes at that speaking engagement. She is in and out of there in 90 minutes. She will not pose. And folks, I'm not making this up. This was four different places that had either hired her or had looked into hiring her, and this is the correspondence they got back from her people. She will not pose for more than 50 photos and photos with no more than 100 people, including her 20 guests. So that leaves 80 people and 50 photos. Now, if you take 50 photos, if you take three photos with 10 people in them each, you've eaten up 30 of your 50 of your 80 people. You cannot advertise the event where she's speaking, and you cannot allow the press to cover the event. It's a guy named Doug Schoen, or Shane, S-C-H-O-E-N. He is a former aide to Bill Clinton. He has even come out and said, this is absolutely over the top, and it will hurt her run in 2016, because part of her message is connecting with the average people. Now, this is from the Washington Post. They use the Freedom of Information Act to get an inside look at what she gets, and they've confirmed it's all the same, $300,000. And UCLA had her speak, and they asked for some sort of discount since it was a university, and the answer was no. No discount, $300,000. On the stage, Mrs. Clinton has lemon wedges, water at room temperature, a carafe of warm or hot water, coffee cup, and a saucer. She is to have in her little work area adjacent to the speaking venue a computer, a mouse, a printer, and a scanner. She's to have a spread of hummus, chairs with two long rectangular pillows and two cushions to be kept backstage in case the former secretary needs additional back support. This is the way it's worded. She demands a teleprompter and a 2-3 downstage scrolling. Oh, I'm sorry, and 2-3 downstage scrolling monitors. I'm not in the TV business. I don't know what that means, but the point is, it's a specific kind of teleprompter. She requires a special podium that her people approve. They had set up a podium for her at UCLA, and her team rejected it because it wasn't the right. See, some podiums make you look too short. Some make you look too tall. Some don't cover you enough. They design the podium. Room temperature sparkling and room temperature still water. Diet ginger ale. Somebody has to help me with this. I don't know what this is. C-R-U-D-I-T-E. Crudite with a slash over
the
E. Crudite? C-R-U-D-I-T-E with a slash over the E. Crudite? What is that?
Traditional French appetizers consisting of sliced or whole raw vegetables. So it's like a vegetable platter.
Why don't they just say vegetable
platter? I don't know. It doesn't sound as nice.
Sliced fruit. Any promotional material promoting the event, even with inside the university or whatever, have to be approved by her and her people. Recording is permitted only for archival purposes. And if anything is uploaded to YouTube, it can only be max 2 minutes, a highlight of her speech, and they have to approve it. Pre-staged group photos are, well, not just requested, they are insisted upon. They have to be pre-staged. In other words, she doesn't want to wait for people to get their act together. She wants it all to have been decided ahead of time, who stands where, so that boom, 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 photos are done, I'm out of here. No, you stand over here and you move. No, she's not going to put up with that. Remember, she's in and out in 90 minutes. Because according to one insider, she doesn't like to, quote, stand around waiting for people.
Right.
Okay? Now, there you have it. Now, let me pull up my screen here because the other thing I did, and I think this is fantastic. These are all very famous people. You will recognize most of these names. And this is taken, again, from people like Snopes, Washington, New York Post. They you can get your hands on this stuff if you know where to go. Let's start with Beyonce. Okay, Beyonce. A large table, white tablecloths. Okay. Dressing room has to be at exactly 78 degrees. She must be one of these cold people that gets cold. Because to me, that's a warm room. Four brand new white towels in the bathroom, two for the face and two for the body. So two, I guess, wash rags, white, and two. Okay, that's not an unusual. I go with that. Juicy baked chicken, not dry, but juicy. Legs, wings, and breast only. Again, this is Beyonce. Please season the chicken, it says in her contract writer, with fresh garlic, seasoned salt, black pepper, and cayenne pepper, and then in uppercase letters, heavily seasoned. Now, if you were a singer, I'm not a singer, would you want a bunch of spices?
No, especially the cayenne pepper.
Steamed garlic broccoli, lightly seasoned green beans, lightly seasoned steamed beans. How much can people eat before they go out and sing?
I don't know.
Beyonce, it is made very clear in her contract there are to be no Coca-Cola products of any kind, not their water, not their diet. She has a contract with Pepsi, and you better only have Pepsi products. Now, let me stop right here and share with you a story that involves Peon, and I will never forget this. And I don't remember a lot, but when I saw this, no Coke, I'm going to go back many years to a very embarrassing situation where Peon and I, and I think Dan was probably with us. We played golf with the late Jerry Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Clinton made his fortune selling and promoting and distributing Anheuser-Busch products.
Yes.
We go to Fox Run, a very private country club. Jerry belonged there. He was nice enough to invite us. And dumb numbskull, idiot Peon, shows up with his Miller Lite golf bag.
No, it was a golf shirt.
It was a shirt.
I had a Bud Light golf bag, but at
well, it
that
was Miller
point,
something.
Yeah, Miller golf yeah. shirt, but yeah. After seeing the shirt, having the Bud Light bag didn't matter.
No, because Jerry just looked at the shirt. I don't even remember if he even said anything. I don't think he had to say anything.
I think he did.
He goes,
what did he say? Get out of my club?
What are you doing with
essentially,
that?
Essentially, yes.
But what a painful 18 holes, knowing that now for 18 holes, you got Jerry giving you the stink eye
yes,
over your
was,
shirt.
Yes.
So for Beyonce, only Pepsi products. She requires one case of Aquafina water, and it has to be at half of the room temperature. You've got to be kidding! So if the room is 72, it has to be half of that. Okay, 36 degrees. Not frozen, but 36 degrees. She requires one hot tea setup, and you must have a brand new coffee pot. It cannot have been used. Sliced lemon wedges, rose-scented candles, a lighter for those candles, and this one blows me away, a CD player. All right, let's go to, and a couple of these are very reasonable, like Adele. Adele is a great singer. Here's what she demands, and it's listed as artist demands. 12 small bottles of still, not carbonated, but still spring water at room temperature. One electric kettle for boiling water. What is that, an electric kettle? Is that just a plug-in?
I guess so, yeah.
6 large mugs for tea. All the mugs must be new, but not only new, washed and dried. How do you prove they were washed and dried if they're new? I don't know.
Yeah.
6 metal teaspoons, no plastic teaspoons. 2 squeezy clear bottles of honey, not organic honey. 1 bottle of the very best quality red wine, Italian, French, or Spanish. 1 assortment of chewing gum. 1 pack of Marlboro Lights, plus 1 disposable cigarette lighter. A small selection of fresh fruit to include bananas, apples, grapes, and fresh berries, but, and in all capital letters, no citrus fruit. I guess because of heartburn. I don't know. She's a singer.
Yeah.
Small plate of assorted, freshly made, individually wrapped sandwiches to include chicken salad. And then bold, sandwiches must not contain tomatoes, vinegar, chili, or citrus fruit. There it is again. Kanye West. One tub of plain yogurt for dipping. Four small Yoplait yogurts. A bowl of assorted nuts. A bowl of sun-kissed salted pistachio nuts. No red coloring. Two packs of extra chewing gum. One bottle of hot sauce, either Tabasco. Tabasco Caribbean type is preferred. Box of toothpicks. 750 milliliter bottle of Hennessy liquor. A 750 milliliter bottle of Sky or Absolut vodka. A bottle of Patron silver tequila. Why, this makes it sound like rappers are drunks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
4 6 packs of Heineken beer. That's Kanye West. Rihanna. I love this first one. The room that she's in must have no fewer than 5 AC power outlets. Now, I guess my reaction to this is, what suite would you put somebody in that wouldn't have 5 outlets? But we've all been to a hotel room, and you go, where can I plug my charger?
I know.
Some of these rooms don't have enough outlets, so I'll give her that one. She requires adequate lighting for a relaxed atmosphere. I'm not sure I know what that means. White drapes to cover lockers and or brick. Oh, she doesn't want to see any brick or lockers. I don't know. I guess if it's this would be like backstage.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
One humidifier, one large throw rug, plush and animal print, either cheetah or leopard. And it must be clean because she will walk on it barefoot. That's what it says. Pipe and drape the room in dark blue or black drapes with icy blue chiffon draped nicely on top. 6 candles. Archipelago Black Forest. That's the kind of candles. She says, if you can't get these, please let me know ASAP, as we have a second choice for candle. 4 small, clear, square vases with white tulips, no foliage. Second choice would be white Casablanca lilies, no foliage. Third choice, white freesia, no foliage. Whew, that's Rihanna.
Wow. Why do how, I
now this one? You know what? The simplest list of demands is from the Biebs, Justin Bieber. Here's all he wants: the room must be between 68 to 75 degrees. Well, that's very reasonable.
Yeah.
That's 68 to 75. It's a 7-degree spread there. He wants 2 cases of water, 2 cases of Coke, a case of ginger ale, 2 cases of Diet Coke, a professional quality iron, and an ironing board. A professional quality steamer. Apparently, the Biebs likes to look nice.
Yeah.
1 Vicks steam inhaler. Food items should be fresh and covered by clear plastic wrap. And he must have a private bathroom. I think that's the most reasonable of all.
It is.
All that makes sense to me. Peon, buckle up. Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Now, before we do more of these, you have to keep in mind, folks, somebody is in charge of making sure all this stuff is perfect. Because, and if you screw up, you could cost the venue the appearance because they can bolt and you're in breach. I would hate to be the person who is the one they go to and go, she said no carnations. Ugh, you're fired. Here's what Katy Perry demands. An arrangement of pink fresh flowers, white and purple hydrangeas, pink and white roses, and peonies. If not available, seasonal white flowers to include white orchids, and then in all uppercase, absolutely no carnations.
Oh.
Well, heaven forbid. I don't blame her. If I walk in a room and there's carnations, I am out of here. A box of, Beyond, you'll like her even more, a box of Huggies Baby Nature Care Wipes.
Oh.
Well,
she likes to take care
nice
of her bottom.
Katie. Clean bottom. 6 vitamin waters, assorted flavors, bowl of whole, fresh, organic grown fruit. Isn't it interesting? I think Adele said no organic, and then Katie says has to be organic. Apples, bananas, oranges, and grapes. A plate of fresh cut, here it is again, crudités. To include cucumber, broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, snap peas, celery with a ranch dip. Snyder's of Hanover, honey mustard and onion pretzels, a jar of salsa. Baked tortilla chips, blue corn if possible. Freeze-dried strawberries. 2 bottles of Santa Margarita Pinot Grigio. Throat coat. I guess that's
Now
we can help
throat
with that.
Throat coat, yeah.
Pion, you'd be in charge just of throat coat. Twinings chamomile PG tips and mint medley tea. I have no idea what that is. Fuse slenderize assorted flowers, a jar of quality honey, and plastic drinking straws. That's for Katy Perry. We'll do one more. Let's do Taylor Swift. Here's what they were able to get their hands on for her contract and her writer. If she arrives before 11 in the morning, she wants the following from Starbucks. 1 grande iced caramel latte with 2 sweet and lows. 1 grande iced americano with 2 sweet and lows and soy milk. A slice of pumpkin loaf. A stick of butter. 3 boxes of Kraft macaroni and cheese. 2 4-packs of Red Bull. 1 12-pack of Corona, a 12-pack of Newcastle beer, a bottle of Welch's grape juice, 1 avocado, a bag of Twizzlers red licorice, a case of Smart Water, 1 pint of Ben & Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream, and a pint of Ben & Jerry's chocolate brownie frozen yogurt. Now, what does she weigh, 96?
Yeah.
And she wants macaroni and cheese and a bunch of beer.
Cheese.
And cookie dough ice cream. Wow. Let me see who I got next.
Good for Taylor.
Yeah. Oh, this is good. We'll do this, then we'll take a break. We'll go talk to Mr. Londo. Paul McCartney. Now, you already know the veggie thing, the vegan, no animal, but it goes beyond food. When I saw Paul McCartney at Busch Stadium many, many years ago, let's call it 1993, no hot dogs, no hamburgers, nothing in the venue. You couldn't go to Paul McCartney's concert and order anything but veggie stuff or turkey stuff. Here Paul McCartney's demands when he appears. All lamps must be halogen floor lamps with a dimmer switch.
Oh, goodness.
Only animal-free materials. Cottons, denims, velour. And then it says, do not allow any furniture where he is that's made of any animal skin or animal print. Do not provide artificial versions of animal skin or print. No leather seating is allowed, even in the limo.
Oh.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Which means, I guess somewhere out there, there's a specially built limo for nuts like this who don't want to sit on leather. Arrange for a dry cleaner to be available. 6 full and leafy floor plants, but no trees. Well, who would even think they're going to, what, they're going to put a tree in your room? Paul, it says, wants plants that are just as full on the bottom as the top, like palm, bamboo, peace lilies, no tree trunks. He doesn't want to see any trunk. 1 large arrangement of white Casablanca lilies with lots of foliage. 1 long-stemmed arrangement of pale pink and white roses with lots of foliage. Now, the other one said no foliage. 1 arrangement of freesia. What is that? What's freesia?
I don't know.
It comes in various colors, so please mix them up. Freesia is his favorite. 20 dozen clean towels.
20 dozen?
Yeah, I don't have a calculator, but that's 240, I think. Is that right?
Man.
240 clean towels. Now, I will tell you, we'll stop there for now. I will tell you, if I were famous and I could demand all this stuff, I'd get the new towels thing. I'd want brand new white towels because I don't know how you clean your stuff or what chemicals are used. I don't know who used that towel last. Did they wipe their butt crack with that towel before you washed it? I don't want to take a chance. I'll take new towels. That I would go for is new towels. So there you go. Wow. We should all... And here's what's really interesting. They get it. Nobody ever says, screw you. We're not doing this. No, they do it. They bust their butts to do it. We're going to get a quick traffic report. Do I introduce him? Here's Dan Strauss to introduce. Who's doing traffic?
Tim Weiland.
Here now to introduce Tim Weiland is Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much, Frank. And here's Tim Weiland to give you traffic.
Hand off the ball. Okay. If you're coming in, we just got a report of a crash on eastbound 270, just a little bit east of McDonald. Eastbound 40 is jamming up from Clarkson up through Mason. I guess that's baseball traffic starting to come in. You're slow again, 170 in through Big Bend. Southbound 270, you're heavy from Page down through Ladue, from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry, and then you're heavy again between Highway 44 to Tesson Ferry. Eastbound 40 downtown is slowing Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Sam's Club. With a Sam's Club membership, you always get great savings. Try their delicious marinated Alaskan Copper River sockeye salmon and 16-ounce package of organic kale salad medley. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
And here we go. We're ready for Mr. Londo.
Oh, my goodness. That was, thank you, Tim. John Londo was with us. Hello, John.
I'm great. I've been on hold for like 8 minutes.
Well, we meant to have you on hold for 10 minutes, so we were 2 minutes ahead of schedule.
Hey, sir, you know, I run a big company here. It's a big place.
Yeah.
Thanks to, you know, some of the things you do for me, obviously, but, you know, put me on hold for like 8 minutes now. I mean,
John, cut us some slack. It's the station's birthday today.
Yeah.
It's the 19th birthday of KTRS.
Yeah, ask me if I care.
Whoa.
Whoa.
You don't want to say happy birthday?
Ask me if I care.
I guess I guess
have to listen about what Taylor Swift, you know.
It's like. Interesting. It's well, interesting.
Not,
yeah, it is interesting.
It's not when I got people knocking on my door. I got customers. What's today? Today? What day is this today?
Today's the fifth. It's a tax day.
Tax day. Yeah, I'm not busy. No, not at all.
Wow.
All right. Not,
I think we just
like
turn it over to you.
Is it a full moon?
No, we're just turning it over to John. Take it away, John.
Now I'll really start making fun of me.
No, take it away. It's all yours. Take it away.
I'll give you a full moon. That's what you're going to get. You hear me?
Yeah.
Chop.
It's all yours.
Hey, Frank, don't start. I'm telling you, in case you can't tell, it's been a bit of a rough day here today.
I think we can all tell.
Really? Yeah. Can you?
Can I change your mood by reading you the email that I forwarded you yesterday or the day before? I'll read it for everybody because it's a great email. Listen to this. Frank, thank you for recommending Londo. Let me repeat that part. Thank you for recommending Londo. I've been a fan of yours, this is to me, since I was a kid, prior to your Big 550 days. If memory serves me, I went to Waterloo High School. Mr. Burke was my teacher. And then we get down to the part. I've listened to Londo commercials for a long time. I live in Belleville, which is about 45 minutes away from Johnny Londo Chevrolet. I was going to buy a car in Columbia, but I got online and I was invited by a persistent salesperson named Megan to give them an opportunity. I am so glad I did not miss out on this great experience. To make a long story short, I had an awesome time. I was treated with dignity, had a lot of fun with Megan and the rest of the team. They brightened up even more when I announced I was AM and the PM. I got to meet a lot of great people, including John III, who is a nice, sincere, and passionate young man. I bought a 2014 Chevy Cruze, and I am proud to have the name Johnny Londoff on my car.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm so glad that my wife and I made the long drive. Every aspect of the experience was great. Thanks for making me laugh all these years. I am not sending this email to get any attention or any response. I write these words to celebrate you, the Londoff family, and Megan, a great salesperson. God bless you all. Joel Frizz. I don't think he'd mind if I mention his name from Belleville, Illinois. How about that?
No, that just made my day. I did. I read that the other day when you sent it to me. So thank you very much, Joel, and thanks for listening. And, of course, Megan is awesome. She did a great job. But you know what? When people compliment your children, there's not a greater compliment you can get. I mean, it just makes your day. And I'm so proud of John the Third and Sam Londoff. I'm proud of all my boys, but John the Third and Sam are here working every day. I mean, they're literally here 6 days a week. They've told their mom and I that the reason they don't have a girlfriend is they're working all the time. They said, we don't have time for a girlfriend. How could we? We're working 6 days a week. So I'm going to have to give them a little time off once in a while.
That's
but, yeah, thanks very much, Joel. That's a great email. And Kevin and Jean Schoenborn from Freeburg, Illinois, are here in just a little bit to pick up their 2014 Chevy Silverado crew cab.
Now, I believe Freeburg is even farther away than Belleville.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
They made quite a drive. What are their names again?
Kevin and Gene Schoenborn.
Kevin and Jane Jean Schoenborn.
Yeah.
Sounds like a name. It sounds like their last name sounds like a name that Frank makes up.
Would make up.
Yeah.
No, these are real people.
I know.
They're not made up people. These are awesome people. Had a little issue when they were here Saturday with one of the finance managers. It was a heavy day. We had 26 deliveries, sales and deliveries. So
wow.
We sold 32, delivered 26. That's a great day. And quite a few AM and the PM customers. So Kevin and Gene, you know, not everybody is they should. Every employee of Johnny Law & Chevrolet better treat my customers with the utmost respect. One of our managers, I guess it had a long day, and he didn't give that 150% Lawn Duff love treatment, and Kevin and Gene were not
happy.
And so Randy Gunther, who's been with me a long time, we've met each other on the ice rink playing ice hockey against each other 30 years ago. He was a sales rep. John Lawn Duff III, again, stepped in, and Randy said, hey, a little bit at first he was a little nervous, you know. These people were kind of hurt. They were hurt the way they were treated. He made them happy. I called and talked to them on Monday and talked to them again yesterday. And they are very, very, very happy with the experience. And, again, if something with one of your great listeners, again, we're not perfect. We're going to tell you, we're not going to strive. We cannot be perfect. But if something happens, please let me know. Positive or on the other side, very few times do we have any AM and the PM listeners that aren't just 190% satisfied with their experience. But if something happens, please let me know. LawnDoppJR at LawnDopp.com. Direct line, 314-595-6565. I don't run. I don't hide. I'm here, and I love meeting the AM and the PM crowd. And thanks to Kevin and Gene, and I'm looking forward. They're going to be up in my office here in about 30 minutes. Tried to get them to come in today at 4:30, 4:40. And of course, they had to listen to everything about Taylor Swift and
here we go.
Oh boy,
here we go.
But you know, I got to give you trouble.
Yeah.
You know, but thanks very much to all the AM and the PM listeners. We love them. They're great. And sometimes I love you, Frank.
Well, not today. The day's taking a day off from that.
Wow.
That's okay.
It's
okay
hard. It really is hard not to love you. But
no hugs.
I mean, 8 minutes. Oh,
oh boy, here we go.
Oh boy.
Oof. So, you a Beatles fan?
Well, yeah, sure.
I am too. Mimi Lawn Duff does not like the Beatles. I don't know why.
She doesn't.
Wow, that's.
I just think it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, does she not like the original Beatles or the after they lost their minds and met the Maharishi and went through that that whole what was that period, the Lucy in the Sky
stuff? No.
Yeah.
Any of them? I'm like, how?
I want to hold your hand.
Yeah, because
and all
there's so much different variety. There's got to be something of the Beatles she loves because it's. I mean, from yesterday to I Am the Walrus. I mean, there's got to be something.
Look at you.
How can you not like the song Yesterday? Huh?
Does she like Elvis?
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe a little bit.
Hmm.
You know, but yeah.
What is her favorite group?
Does she have somebody she loves? Like, she downloads all their music. My wife loves Maroon 5. Adam Levine, oh, my goodness, she thinks he's great. Does she like anybody in particular?
Country. A big, big Blake Shelton.
Good for her.
Blake Shelton.
Good for her.
I bet she likes Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks. Oh, God, was that an unbelievable show? If anyone was lucky enough to get to, you know, see that show, I mean, it made you laugh and it made you cry. I mean, his music is just unbelievable. His performance is like...
Yeah, he's a showman.
I mean, someone give him some oxygen. He's got to be exhausted. He did 4 nights in a row?
And we mentioned this earlier this week, and you can use this at a cocktail party. It'll make you sound real smart. He is the...
Trying to say, I drink.
He's the biggest selling solo artist in history. He's sold more records than anybody in history. Darth
My Rocky. Dad, I got to meet him a couple of times and said, this is unbelievable. Got my dad went to one of his concerts in a suit and tie. He ended up having to take the tie off because it was outdoors, you know, at the amphitheater. Well, I don't know what they called it way back then, but
it was called Riverport. And yeah. I'll bet your dad was there the night he was there. I was backstage, chatting it up with Garth Brooks back in the green room, and we were having a great time together. And that's the only time I've ever been with a guy.
My dad was back there too, buddy. Okay,
he wasn't there when I was there. It was just me and Garth.
And I will tell you something. This guy, Garth Brooks, as I was on a mission. I was going to set out to prove that he was a phony. Because he'd take his hat off and put it over his heart and talk about how he loved his wife and his kids. And I thought, this guy's a phony. He's not. He is the real deal. He is the nicest guy. And I had to abandon my mission of proving that he was a jerk. And he just took 14 years off to raise his kids. He walked away for 14 years. Of course, he could afford to, but most showbiz people can't do that. They think that if they come back, there'll be no audience for him. Well, he's already proven that's not true. Packed houses already. So, yeah, he's the real deal.
I heard he might be coming back again this year.
To St. Louis?
Yep. Yeah. Loved, hung out with the Blues, a lot of the Blues players, and went to, where do you go, Nephews, Dickies, Boys and Girls Club, an organization that the Wanda family's been involved with for well over 30-some-odd years.
You might as well. He sold out 4 shows, didn't he?
Yeah.
You couldn't squeeze another person in there. He told a lot of the Blues players, Kelly Chase and the guys, he goes, I really enjoyed St. Louis. I just love the experience. The people are unbelievable. And because the hockey players are big country fans, and in their house, the Scott trade, they were able to hang out with them. And I don't know if he got on the ice or not, but what a great guy.
Yeah.
That's definitely a class act.
So you can get back to having a bad day. What's that phone number?
See, you had to say something smart, didn't you? Yeah, I was really coming out of it, and then you had to come up with something.
And snap you back into it.
Wow.
You had to be, you know, why?
What is that phone number?
What is it? Do you get a thrill out of this, making fun of me?
Yeah.
Twisting my chain. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. I love the AM and the PM crowd. Not too crazy about you right now, Frank, but I'll get over it, I guess.
You know, you'll get over it in the next hour or two when about 6 people coming in by cars who are AM and the PM. Then you'll go.
There you go. Get a good point.
Frank. All right.
Every once in a while you come up with a good one. That was pretty good.
We will send you some business.
All right. Thanks, kid.
Thank you, John.
I'm out there driving. Drive safe.
Is this not like
I do not know what happened. I don't know what happened today at the dealership, but not in a good mood today. I think we snapped him out of it.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That was John Londoff. You know where he is, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Today is not only the birthday of KTRS, but I believe today it was 1947. Jackie Robinson took to the field, the baseball field.
Jackie Robinson Day. Every player in the major leagues today wears the number 42.
42. And mm-hmm. you talk about a turning point and a big deal. And this guy was subjected to, and so was Hank Aaron.
Yes.
All kinds of horrible, horrible racism and things that you couldn't even repeat that people said to him, yelled at him on the field. Yeah. And then look at today. Where would baseball be if we had never allowed any black player to play baseball? I mean, come on. It was overdue in time. And what was the team Frey first went out to play for? Jackie Robinson played for, I don't know this. I don't know anything about sports.
Who Dodgers.
You got to hand it to them. That was a very gutsy thing to do. And it is for anybody when they're the ones that the breakthrough and go, we're not putting up with this anymore, and here's what we're going to do, and we don't care how many people criticize you. So good for them for doing that, putting Jackie Robinson out there. We'll take a quick break. We come back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
You've got a new crash reported now southbound 141 just before Highway 30. You're getting a good backup there. Eastbound 270 east of McDonald. It looks like they may have moved that off to the shoulder because traffic now is slow between Missouri Bottom and Lindbergh. On southbound 170, things stack up now from Olive down through Highway 40. On eastbound 40, jamming up from Boone's Crossing up through Mason. You're slow again from Clayton Warson into Big Bend. And then downtown Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Sam's Club. With a Sam's Club membership, you always get great savings. Try their delicious marinated Alaskan Copper River Sockeye Salmon and 16-ounce package of organic kale salad medley. Join and save Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We're live, we're local, and now we're 19 years old.
Hey, it's John Carney, and 19 years ago, KTRS went on the air, and I was here. Of course, since then, I've been thrown out and then came back begging and make less money now than I made in the beginning. But still, it's about the birthday. That's the important thing. And to be a part of this right now is better than not being a part of it right now. I need a tissue.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Happy birthday!
More than just a radio station.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Eddie, what's all that humming about? Eddie, what the heck are you doing?
I'm sorry, Mr. Shannon. I was meditating. I was trying to find enlightenment. You know, inner peace.
Enlightenment? Inner peace? Open your eyes, big boy. Take a look around. You're at Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Okay.
Yeah, Eddie, at Fast Eddie's Bon Air, you can leave your troubles behind and enjoy the coldest beer in town. You can nourish your soul with the tastiest and the cheapest eats. Enjoy the sounds of live music and get in touch with nature at that huge patio.
Wow, now I see the light, Mr. Shannon.
Fast Eddie's Bon Air is enlightening.
You know, as usual, you're right, Mr. Shannon.
If you're 21 and in the mood and looking for enlightenment, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
When winter lifts and springtime calls, we clothe ourselves in cardinal red. It's the start of a new season, when new loves blossom and old rivalries are renewed. It's time for baseball, Cardinals baseball. You might not know all the player stats, but you've always been there to cheer them on. It's not the numbers that move you. It's the sights and sounds of the ballpark. You feed off the energy of the crowd and the jumbo hot dogs. And wear the stains on your jersey as proudly as a center fielder. When you hear the crack of the bat, you rise. And whether it's their first game or their 500th, your fellow fans rise with you. And you tip your cap to baseball. Cardinals baseball. Don't miss opening weekend at Busch Stadium, April 17th through 19th. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Are you suffering with your dentures? Are you suffering from not being able to eat what you want? Well, we have a solution. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. He is fully certified, trained, and an expert in dental implants. He can take your existing dentures and turn them into new implants, and you'll be able to eat anything you want. The results are truly amazing. He can take your existing dentures, or he can start fresh. Either way, people are able to eat corn on the cob. They're able to eat their favorite steak. And they're actually able to enjoy their life again. Dental implants is the way to go, and you want to go with somebody you can trust. And you can trust Dr. Bowen. He's been an expert in this for years. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. Even if you're looking for a second opinion, call Dr. Bowen. He'll be happy to give you a free consultation. Dr. Bowen and dental implants for your existing dentures or from scratch. Dr. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
I never thought it would happen to me. I didn't think my neighborhood could flood.
Flooding can happen anywhere it rains and where you least expect it. Plus, many claims occur in areas that are considered low to moderate risk. You might think you're covered for flood damage, but most insurance doesn't cover damage done by floods.
When our home flooded, not only did we lose our belongings, but we also lost our family's history.
Protect your family and your memories. Go to knowyourzone.org to find out your risk and how you can get flood insurance. A service of Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District, Know Your Zone.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lippert and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It's free, and it works. Great way to get a Laclede cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Happy Hello, Bill. How are you?
Doing real well. Well, Lindsay Lohan's mom has reportedly been selling some of Lindsay's stuff online. Yeah. Now, keep in mind, if you're looking at some of those items, you might be buying fake merchandise if somebody tries to sell you Lindsay's Academy Award. It might be fake.
Yeah, it could be fake.
Might be a fake. Kanye West was in the news yesterday. Maybe you saw this after jumping into a lake during a concert in Armenia.
I did not.
Although West was apparently confused, people in the crowd wanted him to jump off a cliff, not into a lake. They got confused. Yeah. Confused. Fun fact for the day: hurricanes named after women are more deadly than hurricanes named after men.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah, mainly because, you know, when hurricanes named after women leave, they take half your stuff.
That's not, I don't appreciate that. That's just sexist.
That's mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, this afternoon.
Is that true, Dan? They take half your stuff?
they touch everything. It'd be Dan. April 15th, oh my God, tax day today. Hope you did your taxes. Keeping with tradition, the day Willie Nelson was seen filling out his 1040 BS.
What?
1040 BS?
Yeah, as opposed to the 10. Forget it. Just forget it. You know, sometimes my stuff.
No. Wait. Like, I want to.
Yeah.
We want to figure this one out here.
The tax form.
You're right.
The tax form you fill out. The 1040 EZ. So he would fill out the 1040 BS.
Oh, the BS stands for something else.
I guarantee you somebody, some accountants out there are laughing their butt off.
I'm not having any part of this. I'm over here. All
right, whatever. Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on 5550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill. You see, what Bill doesn't understand is every day can't be the best.
Right.
No.
You know.
No.
He can't go by this show. You know, he's looking at us thinking, man, every day they hit a home run. Well, we're exceptional.
Yeah,
exactly.
You can't go by us. You can't expect to do what we do, and that's knock it out of the park every day. That was Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. On the way to Playhouse, Goodfeed Stores. I will tell you where they're located. First, I need to tell you whether or not it's a place you should consider going. Let's see. You should consider going there if your feet hurt. You should consider going there if your neck hurts, you have headaches, your back hurts, your shoulder, your hip, your leg. Because it's been proven that a lot of times pain in other parts of your body comes from something that's not quite right with your feet, and it has a lot to do with pressure. When you look, if you lifted one foot right now and stood on one foot, you're putting twice the pressure on that foot that it should have. It should split that weight with your other foot. Now take that one foot and then lean forward and put it all on the ball of your foot. Oh my goodness, now you got four times as much weight as you should have there. Well, that's what happens when you